Leader of Bahá'í Movement is coming, April 14, 1912, Chicago. Abdu'l-Bahá gifted Persian to attend International Congress here. Abdu'l-Bahá, the extraordinarily gifted Persian who heads the Bahá'í Movement for the inauguration of the millennium, will arrive in Chicago on April 27th, when the International Bahá'í Congress opens. Delegates from all quarters of the globe will attend the Congress, which will last for 5 days. Founded in a remote part of the intolerant Muslim Empire, Bahá'ísm is the doctrine of equality of the sexes, the universal brotherhood of man, peace, charity, and unity of religious creeds. That such advanced teaching should come from the Orient has astonished the savants of Europe, where Abdu'l-Bahá, the servant of God, was invited by Bishop Wilberforce to address the exclusive Westminster Abbey congregation. It was in Chicago that Bahá'ísm first became widely known to the outside world, when, at the Religious Congress at the World Fair, delegates told of the great strides made by the movement, which is not a religion or creed, but a system of philosophy and teaching for the betterment of mankind. Founded 70 years ago by Bahá'u'lláh, father of Abdu'l-Bahá, the movement resulted in the exile of the family. Had Bahá'u'lláh been a less wealthy or influential man, it is probable that he would have been punished with death. In the penal colony at Acca, Syria, the founder of the movement continued his teaching, and after his death in 1892, the present head of the movement succeeded him. For 40 years, Abdu'l-Bahá remained a prisoner in the colony as his father had been. Then the revolution in Turkey placed that nation on a more civilized basis, and Abdu'l-Bahá was allowed his liberty. Neither the founder of the movement nor his son, the present leader, has ever laid claim to supernatural gifts or temporal authority. The disciples of the movement, however, declare that there are many remarkable and significant things in connection with it. They say that the birth of Abdu'l-Bahá on May 23, 1844, occurred at the very hour prophesied by the Bab, and at the same time that the first telegraph message was sent from Washington to Philadelphia saying, "Behold what God hath wrought." The revolutions in China and Turkey are also said to have been foretold by Baha'i prophesiers. Abdu'l-Bahá has appeared before many religious and scientific gatherings, where he has always created a profound impression by the simplicity and power of his personality. At the temple in London, he addressed a large audience presided over by the noted divine R. J. Campbell.